IRD for you. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for you is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5 p.m. to find out more. IRD for you, making you a priority. Hello and welcome to IRD for You. This is a program of the Inland Revenue Department used to share information about the programs and policies of that department. Today we're speaking with Taxpayer Services Officer, Ms. Destiny Ritchie. Destiny, thank you for joining us today.
Good day. Thank you for having me, Farah.
Awesome. So in the last episode, we learned about what goods and services tax, or GST, is and why Anguilla is implementing it. Today, we'll be discussing how the implementation of GST is facilitating modernization of Anguilla. To start us off, can you please give us a little background on GST and today's topic?
Of course. That is a good place to start. Goods and services tax, referred to as GST, is a tax on the things you buy or use, like electricity, clothing, and meals at restaurants. GST, as it is being implemented in Anguilla, has been designed with the entire community in mind to enable modernization and sustainable growth. Therefore, while it is a revenue-generating broad-based tax, certain essential goods and services are zero-rated or exempted, meaning that no tax will be charged on these, and in fact, it will be less tax than is charged now. So some items should become cheaper.
Okay.
As Anguilla's economy evolves to achieve more sustainable growth, GST will be implemented on the 1st of July, 2022. As you indicated, today we will be discussing how GST will drive modernization.
Okay, so for the benefit of our listeners, please remind us why Anguilla is implementing GST and how Anguilla stands to benefit.
Certainly, Anguilla is implementing GST as a part of a wider government reform program aimed at improving transparency and public financial management. Specifically, GST will raise revenue to provide essential services to the people of Anguilla, such as healthcare, education, and social protection. Anguilla will be joining more than 160 countries around the world that have already introduced GST to fund their essential services and will be aligning itself with international players. With the introduction of GST, Anguilla will be viewed as more mature and easier to do business with, and provide business tax relief on things they buy to grow their businesses.
Okay, now I'm curious, how can GST aid in modernization?
GST will be the catalyst to several improvements and modernizations within the Inland Revenue Department, Government of Anguilla, and the wider economy. The introduction of GST will help Anguilla to become a modern economy through digitalization and simplification of the tax administration. Let me explain some more. Firstly, the implementation of GST will also lead to the ease of delivering public services by using an IT system that allows for an overall view of the country's economic activities and supports improved financial management. Our next improvement is overall business modernization. Businesses will be required to comply with record keeping online, real-time access to taxpayers' accounts through an interactive online portal, which will make it more convenient for taxpayers to register, file, pay, and have access to their taxpayer accounts information at any time. There will also be enhanced partnerships with the taxpayer community. The modernization of services will facilitate businesses in their operation and will help to simplify doing business with IRD and customs. Last but not least, there will be an improved tax administration service for taxpayers and reduction in taxpayer compliance costs with use of electronic services. The IRD is currently strengthening our core IT system and tax administration functions so we can support all business processes in shorter times and provide better services.
And how will all these technological innovations generate benefits for the people of Anguilla?
Basically, a modern tax administration that contributes to the modernization of the delivery of public services facilitates the generation of more revenues in a transparent way. This, in turn, will allow the government to provide better essential services such as policing, teaching, and nursing based on Anguilla's needs of today without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their needs.
Can you tell us more about some of the modernization initiatives that the IRD is investing in?
Referred to as one of the biggest tax reforms in the country, GST is expected to improve overall economic growth of the nation. To support modernizing Anguilla's economy, IRD is investing in its IT system to improve efficiency and effectiveness of IRD operations. Therefore, with you, the people of Anguilla, in mind, the IRD is working diligently to improve service delivery at all levels. We are also making it easier for all stakeholders to access simplified information and resources via the IRD website. The IRD website can be accessed at www.ird.gov.ai. The website was launched in late August of this year, and it provides guidance required to comply with tax laws and regulations. Here you can find information on various taxes, licenses, and other fees and services administered by the IRD. Our primary goal with the website is to create a valuable, user-friendly, modern, and responsive resource with the ability to be used across all platforms and devices. The IRD is also implementing an interactive online portal, which will provide real-time access to taxpayers' accounts. Because service is our priority, IRD continuously modernizing our environment so you can easily access, update, and manage all your tax affairs at your leisure. GST will be administered online through an easy and simple method: file, assess, and pay. The online portal will offer a one-stop self-service desk for citizens and businesses.
Okay, so it sounds like GST is on track to support modernizing the Anguilla economy and take service delivery to the next level. That is awesome. If someone wants to learn more about GST now, where do they go?
For more information, feel free to contact the Inland Revenue Department at gst@gov.ai or inlandrevenue@gov.ai. As indicated previously, the Inland Revenue Department website will be the main authoritative source of information. Please visit our website at ird.gov.ai and Facebook page at Anguilla IRD for the most current publications on GST.
Thank you. Any final words?
To help you prepare for GST, the IRD will be providing guidance and hosting consultative forums for taxpayers and consumers from January 2022. Prior to the GST implementation date of the 1st of July 2022, we will also be notifying you of important dates and requirements, especially for those of you who will be required to register for GST.
Okay, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Taxpayer Services Officer, Ms. Destiny Ritchie, of course, of the Inland Revenue Department. And she's been speaking with us today about GST as a means for modernization. I want to thank you very much for such an informative program. And we look forward to learning more in the coming months and on future programs. Thank you, Destiny.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. This was another edition of IRD for You, making you a priority. Join us next time to learn more about GST and the Inland Revenue Department.
IRD for You. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD4U is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4:05 p.m. to find out more. IRD4U, making you a priority.